Hello and welcome to Rick's Martini Bar, and welcome to the podcast. I'm here with Rick Farmelo, Amanda Raymond, and me, Jerry McCarty. Cheers. We're going to start off this week's podcast by answering a listener question who asked, and this came from an Amanda, not you, Amanda, but another Amanda fan, and the question was, where in Los Angeles is Rick's Martini Bar? We'd love to come.
Well,
and the answer is you can't come.
It's a you know what? If you came all the way out here, you would come to Rick's Martini.
There'd be a background check involved.
You could make it to Rick's Martini Bar. It's a little bit out of the way. It's sort of what you call like a private club.
Kind of a hole in the wall.
It's a nice hole. It's a nice hole, but it's more of sort of a private. It's a sort of private out of the way club, bar. But if you came all the way out here from wherever you're from, we would make sure you come to Rick's Martini Bar.
After a short guest. Background check. We don't need stalkers.
No.
Okay.
No.
Private booking zone.
So we can make... Anyway, it's about 50 miles north of Los Angeles.
But we thought we'd tell you a little bit about the bar. Mm-hmm. And Rick had a great idea to talk a little bit about the way morals have changed. And I'm staring right now at Elvis Presley. And yeah, Rick, on Rick's Martini Bar, on the bar, there's some figurines, and I've got Elvis and Frank Sinatra. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to start this little morals thing with, we know Elvis did what Tiger Woods did 10 times.
What, shot 9 under par?
No.
Oh.
But am I right?
On the back nine. Yes, he did. It was certainly not out in public.
If you had to guess, there is probably hundreds of women that are probably 70 years old now, mm-hmm. that actually can have a story to tell about, mm-hmm. the king. Thank you, Amanda, for... Mm-hmm. and none of them have come forward and written a book.
No, because...
Have told a thing about it. They have that little story themselves.
You just didn't do that then.
Yeah. Would be a good thing to open up our little discussion here. Just back then, it was nothing. Now there will be articles. They're on
TMZ.
TMZ, which...
They're on TMZ before they even happen. That's how fast things are. But back then it was quiet. You know, there's the thing about John Kennedy. And his,
there you go.
His I don't know, the indiscretions, yep. and how they were not, you know, the press was like, no, we're not going to do that. They're on his side. It was just
Franklin Roosevelt was in a wheelchair and did it.
Yeah.
And everybody
it
was. They wouldn't even say that he was crippled.
It took him a while.
But they wouldn't even say that he was in a wheelchair. But
right.
But they kept the affairs quiet, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But it was a different time.
Different
then.
Time.
Well, even the women, it wasn't even so much as that, you know, their Elvis's reputation, whoever it was their reputation was at stake, too.
I think that's it.
It was stronger, it was more...
I think it was...
For women to have that
it
reputation.
Was, right. It was bad to cheat, but it was worse to talk about it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
And so the era, you know, that this bar represents is an era, which is pretty much that era, like the late 50s, early 60s era. And that's when I was a kid... I was a little kid, but I remember that era really, really well. And I remember Sinatra and all those guys, which is why I still like them. And my parents would have parties like you saw in those 60s movies. Those
right.
things with Tony Randall and you know, Doris Day and, what's his name? Rock Hudson.
James Garner.
James Garner. It was that kind of thing. They had parties. People would get dressed up. They'd be drinking.
Yep.
Everybody smoked. Everybody drank. Everybody hung on each other. I mean, it was all in fun. Nothing ever happened. But it was just, you know, just that sort of swinging.
Right.
Which is really how it was with the sunken living rooms and pillows everywhere and... You know, that's kind of how it was, and it seemed to me just like this idyllic life. It's like, wow, I can't wait to be an adult and live like that. But by the time I got to be an adult, it was, you know, the late 70s,
right.
early... It's like, that was gone. People weren't doing that kind of thing anymore.
And it's like, it's gone beyond... I mean, it was like, there was like a boundary, or there was like restraint, how far you could go. I mean, I'm sure you went to Vegas then... And it was, you know, a lot of skinny ties and hipster dudes, mm-hmm. and
people wearing suits,
band martinis.
Yeah.
And now you go there, and there is like this big, you know, sign that comes down the middle of the street that's got strippers' numbers, yeah. we'll send women to your room, yeah. crap like that. And that just wasn't there.
No, it wasn't as overt
it was
back then. It
classier, was classier, but it was a little more fun and hip, I think.
Yeah. And like I said, I think there's probably a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, but it was, you know, like I said, it was a different era and a different era of entertainment. And I was going to tell you about this movie that I saw. I have the soundtrack to this movie that John Williams did before he did Star Wars and all that stuff. And the movie's called Guide for the Married Man. And basically, it's the movie's about how this guy can cheat on his wife. It stars Walter Matthau and Robert Morris. And Robert Morris plays this guy who's going to help Walter Matthau cheat on his wife, who's Inger Stevens, who's beautiful. So it doesn't make any sense that he cheat on her. But he just, that's just how it was in the mid-60s. It's just like guys just kind of did stuff.
Right.
You know, they played around, and or supposedly. And the movie's hilarious. I mean, it's just, it's like a parody. It's like a send-up, and it's really, really hilarious. But I'm thinking, man, you probably couldn't do that kind of movie today and have it be
right.
accepted as like
right.
like this sort of farce thing.
Right.
Because it's
right.
like, it's very, you know, it's very sexist and very, you know, very old-fashioned for today. So I don't think you'd do it. But I mean, back then it kind of seemed like, oh, yeah, this guy wants to do this. And you know, like the movie The Apartment.
Right.
You know, where it's just like, oh, this guy's the boss. And Jack Lemmon gives him the key to his apartment so he can have, you know, sex with Shirley MacLaine.
Right.
You know, even though he's married, it's just like, that's just, you know, it was hidden. It was, that's just kind of like the accepted
That's
thing.
Amazing, though, that would get, that if they did that today, you're absolutely right, there'd be like a lot of criticism about it.
Yeah.
But there's like tons of worse, you know, I mean, there's pedophilia in movies and crap like that.
Yeah.
And that's not a problem.
Yeah.
But
the cheating on your wife thing. And I just think the way that he treats his wife.
Right.
And the way women were treated.
Right.
Is just way different. What's that? There's this Burt Bacharach song which he never plays anymore. And it's called, I wish I could remember the name of it. It's Hey Little Girl. What's it called? Oh, shoot. Anyway, the song's about you better dress up for your husband when he gets home, or otherwise he's going to be having affairs on
you. Wow.
Basically, that was the message. Like, don't have your hair in curlers. When he gets home, you better look nice. You better wear makeup. You better look great, you know, because he's going to go to the office and there's all these girls that he's going to be tempted by. And the message, that was the message of the song. And I can't remember the name of it. But it's a really, really great song. But it just, you know, it's just like, they don't play that anymore.
Boy, am I glad my wife will never listen to this podcast.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's just like, you know, like I said, that's the way women sort of were looked at back then, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it is different. But in some ways, there was more respect. There was more, I mean, you wouldn't, I don't know. It was just different. There was just different things that were done.
Yeah.
And the other thing that just amazes me about is what's permissible. I mean, back then, you know, you and I talk about on the game shows, they give away cigarettes.
Well, they give away cartons of cigarettes. You know, and of course,
to last a day.
Yeah. Of course, in every talk show, everybody smoked.
Yeah, yeah.
And I, you know, like I think I told you this, but one of my favorite old Dick Cavett episodes is when Robert Mitchum's on the show.
Yeah.
Now, not only is he smoking, he's drinking. He's got like a glass of bourbon or scotch, and he's just like drinking, and he's smoking constantly. He's wearing sunglasses. It's like, man, this is so different.
Yeah.
It was really cool to see it, because it was like, man, you know, just a way different era.
And but now, you cannot show a person smoking a cigarette on television, and it just cracks me up that, you know, we'll watch these television shows where they go into like the gangs and the CDs part.
Right.
Nobody's drinking, nobody's smoking.
Right.
They got tattoos. Uh-huh. They're, you know, they got all kinds of piercings, but nobody's smoking. They're really healthy.
They're eating lots of candy bars. that's the really bad thing now. Or they're having fast food. That's the big sin.
But they can't. They can't show them smoking a cigarette.
That's absolutely crazy.
And I think the rule is actually, if you show somebody smoking a cigarette, I think there really is a rule on television that you have to say that it's bad. Someone has to say you shouldn't be smoking, and then you can smoke.
Okay.
If somebody says that, but you can't.
What happened to Frank?
Show smoking in a positive. Positive light.
So in some ways things have gotten less permissive, in addition to being more permissive. It's just really weird.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, and let's talk about another important part of your bar, which is the baseball.
Oh yeah, there's the sports aspect in the background.
And back then,
stuff, yeah.
You know, the guys, and you really don't, you got, I mean, really the people that you have in your bar are pretty clean cut guys, but somebody that's not in your bar, like Mickey Mantle or...
I wish Mickey Mantle was on. I wish he was at my bar.
But those guys would drink and smoke
yeah.
and fool around and do a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And well, I don't think of Willie McCovey did or maybe, I don't think Mays did. But I think that was, yeah. Particularly, I mean, the New Yorkers probably,
you know,
they went out and
had a great time.
Yeah.
Now you can't. If you're a baseball player.
No, I mean, there's cameras everywhere, and yeah. I got to be... Yeah, and there's more... Well, back then, they used to sign these morality clauses saying you won't get into trouble, you know?
Right. And now...
I don't think they could even do that.
Yeah. Right. And now these guys are... And okay, Amanda, I'm going to have you weigh in on this.
Okay.
Back then, I think there was a understanding that if a woman, because women have always liked athletes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the bars...
Athletes and cartoonists.
And no,
like
not cartoonists.
Right, neck and neck with the groupies, but go ahead.
No, but so, back then, women would come to the bars where they knew the baseball players hung out with,
mm-hmm.
and they came there for a reason,
right? To be, so they could buy drinks for the baseball players.
Yeah, and now they come there for a reason, but it's to be on TMZ.
Yeah, they want to get into trouble. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. So,
well, look, my other team's the Raiders, and you know, all those guys. Because they trained in Santa Rosa, which is where I grew up, and we'd see them all over the town, and they'd go to all the bars and stuff,
yeah.
And they'd hang out with all the local people, and you know, they never got into trouble.
But they drink beer.
But
they drink lots of
whatever
beer.
They drink.
I mean, I mean, the my guess is football movies.
Yeah.
North Dallas 40 was probably pretty
accurate. That's a great movie. Yeah.
That's probably pretty accurate.
That's probably the best. That's like the best, most accurate football movie ever made, really.
That they would go out and drink till they were drunk,
uh-huh.
And then they'd...
Ken Stabler used to show up for games hungover.
Yeah, yeah.
And just play. And how, yeah. he said half the players are hungover.
Yeah.
Just like you just get out, you know, when you're watching the games, you don't know this. And he writes a book saying, yeah, half of us were hungover or whatever. It's just like you just go out there and play anyway.
Well, I saw it before he died. I saw Mickey Mantle on Larry King. And he asked, Larry King asked one of his brilliant questions, which is, Mickey, if you were playing today, could you be effective against mm-hmm. this pitching? I mean, Randy
right.
Johnson was like
right.
a big star.
Uh-huh.
He was like, could you be effective against a 6'11 left-hander? Mm-hmm. And he's like, he said, if I played today, he said, I'd be in rehab. He said, because I played drunk.
Yeah.
And he said, I would be in rehab. I'd get my third strike before my third year. Mm-hmm. and that's probably accurate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he probably would have conducted himself differently,
right.
too. I mean,
and
back
then, true.
There was no penalty for that.
That's true.
I also heard him say, if I'd known I was going to live this long, I'd take a lot better care of myself. Because, you know, his dad and
right.
his brother died really young. So they had, like, heart disease. So he figured, you know, by the time I'm 45, I'm going to be dead. So he just did whatever he wanted to do. But, you know, he lived into his, I think it was even his 60s, right? I don't remember.
Yeah, and hit 500 home runs.
Yeah.
Which is, like, more
than his dad ever hit. So he probably figured, geez, you know, if I had, like he said, if I had known I was going to live this long, I'd have taken a lot better care of myself.
Well, anyway, we are way past time on this podcast, but thank you for joining us. And thank you, Amanda. Thank you, Rick. And I'm Jerry McCarty. And join us next week at Rick's Martini Bar.
And to get this podcast,
To get this podcast, go to www.mccartymetro.com.
$4.99
It's
per
free.
Episode.
It's 100% free. And I think next week you're tied up. Next week you got something going on.
Do we?
The week after, we're going to do the Three Stooges.
We're going to go see Buster Keaton next Sunday.
Yeah, actually, I'd like to do a podcast on Buster Keaton.
Oh, I could do that. I could do silent comedians. We can do all kinds of stuff.
Oh, cool.
And those people get sick of us.
Thanks for joining us. And also send your feedback. Let us know what you think about the podcast.
Yeah, send those post-its. Keep them coming in.
Or
remember, they stick to the inside of the envelope, so could you if you could put a piece of paper on it, it's hard to get them out of the envelope.
If you have a suggestion for a topic, send that to us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was just thinking, we cannot have that Amanda chick come to the podcast because then we'll have two Amandas and it'll be way too confusing.
We could say, you'll always be Amanda 1.
You'll always be Amanda 1. Yeah. Thank you for joining us. Have a great week.